Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is Wills Week, and Atto Group is right here with Radio Pulpit to can help you, assist you in writing your will. Make sure that you do call Audrey Baden-Horst on 012-334-1200 or drop her an email at audrey@radiopulpit.co.za and get help or get your will in place. I mean, some of our parents, some of our guardians passed on without writing wills, and that became problematic after they have departed because there was no will and challenges were there. But also do remember Radio Pulpit in your will, and yes, may God bless you as you help us to continue being a relevant media to the times that we are going through. The time now, 17 minutes, just after 10 on 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I am so glad. I'm not quite sure which camera to use. Ma is so... Ma is on point right there. Hi, my queen. How are you? Look at you.
Good morning. Good morning. Am I clear? I'm also trying to switch off the other camera.
Okay. You are very clear. You are very clear. And you look so beautiful. Look at you.
Thank you. And I'm clear. I'm here with my bling glasses, so I hope
I see. I see. And I'm like, where are my bling blings? Where are my bling blings? I should be wearing my bling blings. You should have told me that today we are blinging it.
I have to bling today because we are going to be discussing a very serious topic.
So, Ma, today we're talking about the biggest challenge we have to overcome to win in the marketplace. I said to the family, I don't know. But it sounds like self, but I'm not quite sure. Maybe it's not self. Maybe self is just this.
Yes. So good morning to all the Radio Pulpit families. Good morning to the IMS partners. Good morning to all the listeners, wherever you are. We are here once again to bring the word of God to you. And we are here to inspire you, equip you, transform, bring the transforming power of the Holy Spirit so that you can win in your marketplace.
So what is this biggest thing? I'm so inquisitive. I can't wait to hear. What is the biggest challenge?
You are on point, Bongile. You are on point.
Yay!
You have to overcome yourself. Oh, my goodness. Sure. I've dropped the mic right there. Well done, Sibongile.
So I was saying to the family, it reminds me of Gideon. And I was like, who is he fighting? I think I said the Amalekites or whatever. And I realized, no, it was the Midianites. And I'm like, oh, these ites, all of these ites. But more than even fighting the Midianites, he had to conquer himself as Gideon, because he never saw himself as God sees him. And I think we still are in that space where we don't see ourselves as how God sees us.
That's it. That's exactly it. And that is what we want to talk about today. And I think we've been discussing tips. We've been discussing how we're showing up in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. We've been discussing the challenges in the marketplace. And we must just be careful that it all doesn't sound like it's external factors, but it's the how the internal person, prudence, responds to those external factors. Mm. Like I said to the listeners last week, sometimes when we are praying for people and ministering to them, they are the ones that says, I want to leave this job. The job that they prayed for, the job that they testified about, oh my goodness, pastor, I got that job that you were praying with me about. I got that job that I was applying for. That is the very job that 6 months later, they are leaving that job to go somewhere else because of the environment. When God told Moses to take them out of Egypt, he told them, go to the land of milk and honey, but they found giants in that land. So I don't know why believers think that there's an easier place, that they get to the land of milk and honey and they find no one there. Hardships doesn't mean that God didn't give the instruction, that the prophetic word is not true, that Jesus doesn't have that in mind for you. It means there are some battles that you have to overcome. So when we're talking about what your boss is doing and what your boss is like, the question is, what are you like, Prudence, in that environment? And do you know you have the spiritual weapons to overcome that environment, no matter if there are giants in the land? Jesus said, go there. God said, go there. It's the land of milk and honey.
And
that's what we're talking about today.
You've always said that there is no vacant land. You won't find just the vacant land and it's just empty when you get
there
to
Lent. There is no vacant land.
So you are going to fight the giants.
There is no vacant land. And giants. It didn't say ants. It said giants. Go to the land of milk and honey. Yay! I'm going. Go to that next promotion job. Yay! I'm promoted. Then you start unpacking your... Hey, finally, you are in the office. You put your bags down. You bring your family pictures, your flowers. You start setting up the place for yourself. Next person who knocks on the door, giants in the land. It's the person that was also applying for that job. It's the person that wants to dispossess you of what God has given to you. Are you prepared to fight for it?
Hmm. Yeah, because...
Are you prepared to fight for it?
Because if you
there
don't...
There are giants in the land. There's no vacant land. Sorry, Sibongile. Even if you drive from city to city and the land is open.
Mm.
If someone tries to go and take that territory, then you will know that land was never vacant. The person will come and knock. Excuse me, I see you're trying to build a house here. Is this your property? No. I saw this land. I've been driving past here for 10 years. I saw it's nobody's doing anything here. But excuse me, is this your property though? We are trying to understand why you are confident to just come and build something here. Mm. Then you will know there's no vacant land.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's not easy to fight if you do not believe in yourself, if you cannot conquer yourself, because when you look at yourself as small in their eyes, the giants that you find. So how do we do this? Where should we begin conquering ourselves?
Yeah. So let us read the scriptures. You know, I'm always a scripture reader, so that once we finish speaking and maybe you're like, okay, what was the basis of the confidence that we must have? It's always the scripture. So let's go and read and see how Jesus did it, because he is our perfect example.
Right.
So we're going to read from Matthew 4, 1 to 11. It says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So number one, what is the biggest challenge you have to overcome? We're already on the topic. We said it's yourself. So there is a process that you need to go through in order for you to arrive where God said you must arrive. There's a process that you must go through in order for you to manifest what Jesus has spoken over your life.
Mm.
There is a journey that you must go through in order for you to become the person that Jesus has described in the word and who is going to arrive at the place where he said. There's a journey that you go through. When you get to the promised land, your response, when you meet the giants there, your response. So all the time when they were walking these 40 years from Egypt to the promised land, all that wilderness experience exposed a lot of what was in them, exposed a lot of what was lacking, and exposed what was in their heart. So when they got to the place and they saw the giants in the land, they're like, no. So we just came out of Egypt. No, we thought we're just going to just cruise in here and nobody's going to resist us. Nobody's going to contest this space. They're just going to vacate the place and we can live happily ever after.
Mm.
It doesn't happen like that. Even Jesus, when it was time for him to step into his ministry, there was 30 years before where, you know, we can see examples of him deliberating things with the Pharisees, the people, church leaders at that time, the people in the temple. He did a lot of things. So preparing. So you must be a container of the word.
Mm.
So when that process starts, there's time. Mm. So it says he prepared himself 40 days and 40 nights of prayer and fasting.
Yep.
So now we just cruise into the office, we sit down, and then we are not prepared. The first contest person who comes to the door to say, excuse me, but why did you get this job? You don't even know how to answer. Why did you get this contract? You don't know how to answer because you did not prepare yourself.
Mm.
So let's continue to read. It says he was led by the Holy Spirit. So I want you also to know something very spiritual and prophetic today.
Mm-hmm.
When it is time, there comes a time that the Lord said, that time is now. What was prophesied about you? What was said about you? The time is now. Jesus was there 30 years. It could have been at 27, but here he arrives at the age of 30, and now it is the time. So at that time, the Holy Spirit himself leads him into the wilderness. And his part is, my preparation is prayer and fasting.
So yeah.
Let's go. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came, so first of all, why is he in this place? The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.
Mm.
So it means that the enemy is coming to come and test your identity. If you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God, you who have been given the promotion, you've been given the job, you who've been given the contract, you who have been allowed this opportunity to open that business, if you are the Son of God. So first thing to settle, who am I?
Mm.
Because you want to win in the marketplace. Who are you really? That question is, if it was asked from Jesus, it will be asked of us. And the problem with us is we are not clear whilst other people in the marketplace are clear. Other people of other faiths, they are clear who they are serving, and some people will kill you even if you come up against their faith. But believers, even for you just to say, yes, I'm a believer in the marketplace, it's becoming a problem. Just your identity, just to say who you are. So if you can't say it and you're intimidated and fearful about it, there is no way the enemy is going to take you seriously, because he knows all he has to do to sidetrack you is just to ask you, oh, I hear you also one of those happy, clappy people. Oh, I hear you also one of the Bazalwani. Hey, then you say, no, 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 I don't go to that church. I go to, hey, there you are. You've already checked out. Yeah. Oh, I hear you also about those health and wealth gospel people. I tell them with pride, I said, totally, I am. The gospel, it cannot be complete without health and wealth. Finished. So I own that one. So when they come to sidetrack me thinking, I'm going to say, no, I'm not one of them. I said, I am totally, 100% a child of God. And I move by the power of the Holy Ghost. So yes, I'm one of the happy, clappy ones. And I say the gospel cannot be complete without Jesus paying on the cross for my healing and Jesus praying on the cross for me to be blessed and prosperous. It cannot be complete. So I first own that. So can you own that identity? So the enemy will always come and ask you if you are the Son of God. That's number one. Let's move on to the second one. Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. How can the word of God come out of your mouth if you don't know the word of God? Secondly, then the devil didn't stop there. Because you think when you've won just one thing, the devil is going to stop there and is going to leave you. No. The first person who's coming to contest, there's another 10 in the line of contesting. There's another 10 people who are going to come and say, hey, I also applied and I'm just, you know, you came after me in this company. Ibile, I have got a degree. You don't have a degree. Ibile, yeah, maybe you have 10 years work experience, but why did you get this job and I didn't? Yeah, I saw how you friendly you are to the manager. So yeah, there must be something going on. I'm dropping a mic here. They will come at you from all angles. I'm coming to help somebody here today. I'm coming to help somebody who's a child of God today. You can see me. I'm on fire today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will come and smear your name. Listen, I'm only telling you this because my name, they've smear campaign. Or they will congregate and sit and talk about how they're going to bring me down. But because I've settled point number one, I am a child of God. So you'll have to deal with God before you can dislodge me from this place. Says Jesus, then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. So now you're testing God. Hey, Lord, are you really able? Are you really capable? If I throw myself down here, are you going to rescue me? Father, this problem I'm going through in my job, this boss of mine that's trying to get me out, my colleagues are trying to do something. Are you really going to rescue me? Throw yourself down and let's see. So a second part is, we are not sure when the storm arises because we haven't settled point number one.
Mm.
So when the second point comes, you don't know. You are confident. Listen, my God doesn't operate like that. He will never leave you in the storm.
Mm.
He will never leave you when your boat is sinking and the water is coming into the boat. He will never, because even with the disciples, where's your example? When the disciples went over on the boat and the boat was starting to sink, the Bible says that Jesus came, he walked like, and they didn't even know, is this a ghost? And he said to Peter, hey, they said, Jesus, you don't even pay. The other time, Jesus was even sleeping in the boat while the boat is trying to sink. Hey, Jesus, don't you care that my business is going down? Huh? Jesus, don't you care that I can't pay my salaries for my staff? Jesus, don't you care? Yes, you haven't settled the first question that you're a child of God. You haven't settled the second question. God is willing and God is able to rescue us out of any marketplace and any challenge in life.
Mm.
That is it. Number two. Verse 7, Jesus said to him, it is written again, you will not tempt the Lord your God. Right. You are asking more questions. God, don't you care? God, hey, they said the same thing. Even with Jesus, they told him point blank. Can you not see our boat is sinking and you are even sleeping? The same thing with Lazarus. Lazarus is about to die and now you are sitting down 2 more days. Come here when Lazarus is dead 4 days already. Lazarus is even dead and stinking. And now you are just coming here, just walking nicely and slowly with your disciples. I called you in the crisis of my business, in the crisis of my salaries, in the crisis of my invoices, in the crisis of my unemployment, in the crisis of my academic studies. Where were you, Jesus? Don't you care? Because you've not settled the second point. God is willing and God is able. His name is Jehovah. He always makes a way of escape. Child of God, I hope I'm helping someone here today.
Yeah, you are.
I hope I'm helping here today. Because we must settle some matters. And number three, it says again, you see, the devil doesn't go. So every time when we come and we're talking about marketplace challenges, the devil is not going to leave you after you win the first one. Then he's going to leave you. Okay, no, this one. No. He keeps on coming back with the next challenge. Then now it's your strategy. Then now it's your work performance. Then now it's like, Prudence, you don't seem committed to this job. You know, we were wondering that there will always be something. Child of God must be ready. Number three, again, the devil took him now to an exceeding high mountain. So, you know, he didn't win with your identity. He didn't win with Jesus's knowing who God is and not tempting God. He didn't win with that. So now he's going to start with the deceitfulness of riches. The highest mountain, not the smallest job. He's going to give you the biggest contract, the biggest job that you've never had, the biggest salary increase. He will put you in a situation that you're thinking, this must be God. When somebody comes with that bribe, hey, Prudence, if we give you this contract now, you must just give us this and that. Hey, you must compromise your faith. If we give you this, you must just do that. Highest mountain, exceeding high mountain. Father, this is exactly what I was praying about. I was praying about this kind of a contract. I was praying about this, my position. I was praying about this. It says, and he said, and he showed him all the glory. If you do this, we'll give you all of them. If you sign this contract, if you get into this deal, we'll give you all. And he said, to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Mm-hmm. What are you going to compromise at that place, in the marketplace, so that you can be given something that God can give to you if you stay faithful to him as he is faithful to you? And he said to him, verse 10, Jesus said, away, Satan. It is written, I'm only going to worship God. So those are the 3 points that I want to say today. That we must understand there's a process. We must understand that the devil is going to come, the evil one, the wicked one, in whatever attire he is going to wear to come after your identity. Did God really say?
Yeah.
Are you really a child of God? Sure. Number two, he's coming after God in your life. Do you really believe him? And number three, the deceitfulness of riches. If I didn't get you on the first 2 points, are you going to compromise your faith whilst other people are watching? There's a lot of time when people are watching to see what we will do. They will throw things at you and do things and say, oh, I thought, Prudence, you said you were a Christian. Very interesting how you are behaving and what you are doing. So those are the three. Thank you so much, Sibongile. Yeah. Now we can get into questions.
Let's take a break. Lord, have mercy on us and Lord, help us. But what I love about the Lord, Ma, is that he also fights for us. And we need to stand up as well and fight. When the Lord sent out Gideon, he still expected him to fight in that battle. Let's take a break.
That was the amazing thing about Gideon, that he saw himself small. I'm the least of the tribes. That's what I mean by he had to overcome himself. Because if God has already called you, you can't be the least. You're the least in your own eyes, but in God's eyes, he knew what he was doing when he called you.
Let's take a break. We're coming back with Mama Prudence Mushumi. You can ask your questions, but family, you can share your comments. Oh my. I wanted to take a break. All right. I want to go to a song, but let me take a family member on the line first, and then we'll take that break. Hi, family. How are you? I'm blessed, Babu Nkosi. I was just about to take a breather, so I'm giving you the platform.
Okay.
Yes,
Mama,
sir.
How are you there?
I'm very well. Thank you, Babu Nkosi. Thank you for being with us again today.
Amen. No, I'm so grateful for your teaching.
Yeah.
Because we people, we think that if you are a child of God, everything must be smooth.
Ish.
And I don't know whether we think that bad things comes from God. Because bad things does not come from God. It comes from the devil. And if you are a child of God, you are the enemy to the devil. Then the enemy, the devil will never clap hands and say, well done. No.
What are we thinking? What are we thinking, Babongos?
He's going to crush everything that you initiate.
Yeah.
But what makes me so much, so very much glad is that God didn't tell Moses about the Red Sea because it was already overcame.
Yeah. Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
God didn't tell Moses about the problem of the clothes on their way, that it was, God has already dealt about
it. It was a done deal.
It was a done deal. God didn't tell Moses about the giant because it was the done deal.
Yeah.
God has already overcame everything
that
the devil is going to try and put on our way.
Mm.
God knew what we come across with today. God knew it before he created us.
Sure.
Because in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, he says, what is happening to you, it does not start with you.
Yeah.
And
not uncommon to men.
Yes. And it is not above your control.
Amen.
That means we have to check your power through the challenges that comes to you.
Yeah.
If only small challenges are coming to you, that means your power is too big.
So the challenges are telling you of who you are, the true you. Okay.
Yeah, are telling you of who you are in Christ, where you are in Christ. If we have grown so much in Christ, then your challenges are going to be big. But if you didn't grow so much, we are going to have the challenges of headaches and the like, that's all.
Sure.
Because God will never allow the challenges that are above our power to come to us. Yes.
Sure.
No, thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Babunkosi. Have a blessed one. Ah, so your challenges determine who you are. You need to look at the challenges you're facing, and that will tell you who you are. And
that's
then
a very big one, because if you have big challenges and you think you're a small person, the enemy knows who you are, how big you are, and that is why he's bringing big problems your way.
All right, let's take a break now, and we are coming back with Madam Mochumi, and we are like really learning something here. I hope that you're getting notes for yourself and you're being empowered. You can never be strong on your own, but Jesus is your strength. So hold on unto him and do what he says you ought to do. You can do all things through Christ.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. I'm Swungile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock. We're almost on 11 o'clock. Right now, time is not my favorite right now because we're just about to say goodbye to Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. And yeah, we're talking about the biggest challenge you have to overcome to win in the marketplace. And God is just talking to us. I think we have to stop looking down upon ourselves, but look at ourselves through the glasses of the Lord, Holy Spirit. You're wearing those beautiful blingy glasses today, Ma. There's a song when I was growing up, I think I was a kid, and my mom and dad used to play it. And it was talking about rose-colored glasses. The person is looking through the rose-colored glasses. So we look at ourselves through the eyes of the Lord, Holy Spirit. Give you the sounds of Mahalia Buchanan, You Fight For Me. And yes, my family, your time. Ma, we have to wrap up. I was just going to continue and on, but we have to wrap up. And I know something is cooking for the 9th and the 10th of November, right? Oh, Ma, you forgot to open your. I'm trying to do it from my side.
We are ready for the 9th and the 10th of November. Oh, my goodness.
Ooh.
Please do not miss this date with destiny. So we are ready. We are ready. And registration is going to be opening. So on the 9th of November, we have the Marketplace Champions Conference that is going to be in Fontainebleau in Randburg. And it is going to be amazing. So I'm going to bring out the big guns. This time I'm bringing out the big guns. I'm not holding anything back. So we from our very own in South Africa, we have got Apostle Linda Kobodo. Oh my goodness. I've dropped the mic right there. So we know she's an amazing woman of God who is shaking the nations out there. And then secondly, we also have another powerhouse, Apostle Nona Jones, Nona Jones Parker. She is also coming out from the US with a delegation. So you are going to be blessed, and blessed some more. So saints of God, meet us on the 9th of November in Randburg for the Marketplace Champions Conference. And what is this about? It's about finishing the year strong. So the seats, the registrations are opening. Book your seats. It's only going to be 350 Rand for you to come and meet all of these people that we've brought from all around the world. There again, because we're Marketplace Ministry, we always want you to have an exhibition table. Bring what God has put in your hands. You know, if you don't bring it to the marketplace, if you don't create value, God is also going to ask you, what do you have in your hand? And so we want you to bring that to the marketplace. There's an exhibition table for only 400 Rand, but we're going to give you early bird registration discounts. So those who are going to book first are the ones who are going to get the first, is like the first anointing, right? And don't, and be sure that there are only limited seats. So if you book early, we are quite pleased to hear from you. And it will be always calling on our office line, 063-361-4417, to come and be with us. Sibongile, can you let us know about how we are going to have a worship encounter the very next day? Oh my goodness, there's just going to be like the oil of the anointing flowing and flowing. So we also have another apostle, Glenda from the US. She is going to meet with our local worship leaders, and they are just going to have a worship encounter on Sunday afternoon in Pretoria.
Yeah. We can't wait. We can't wait. Everything is all set for us. And we can't wait to be meeting all our worship leaders to come and be empowered. This is one of...
Oh, wow.
This is one area. It's a marketplace on its own. Oh, should I call it a marketplace? I don't know what to call it.
It is. It's a mountain. Remember we said there's seven mountains to conquer. Mm-hmm. And this is the mountain of media, entertainment, and arts.
Mm. And these people are coming. But and these people are coming bearing Christ. They have to know that it's all about Christ. You can never worship. Yeah. We
worship.
Yeah, we are.
Revelation.
We are
not singing. It's not. Over to you.
We are tired.
I'm too excited today.
Yeah, we are tired of people performing, But it's time that we do remember that we are ministering to the audience of one who is Christ Jesus himself. So we're looking forward for the 9th and the 10th. My family, do register for the 9th as well. And we will also give out the registration for the 10th in a jiffy. So we make sure that next week we have the registration ready for
all
you
the
for the 10th.
Will be open.
Yeah.
Yes. Call the office line +63 361 0633 61 4417 if you want to say, Reverend Prudence, I just need my name on the list, please.
Do so.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty then. Let's close it for today. I think we get a minute and also to pray for God's people.
Yeah. So people, I want to say this to you. And really, I want you to hear my heart. We've been here. We are family. Don't miss your day of visitation. We can never bring 6 international people from the U.S. We cannot get ourselves on the schedule for Apostle Linda Gabodo. Even myself, I'm traveling. I'm on my way to Geneva, to the United Nations. But we are going to bring it all to your doorstep right here in Randburg. So one thing is, there is a gift of proximity. And when somebody gives you the gift of proximity, they've flown 15 hours here. Don't be trying to complain about having to drive for 40 minutes, an hour to come here to that meeting. So don't be distracted by anything else. Make your booking. Be in the room. Let God help you and finish this year strong. Be positioned for Dominion for next year, 2025. God has got big plans for us. So I want to just pray for you as you are going to deliberate. And I say, you know, waiting for the last minute, that is also not the characteristic that God wants to see in us. When he calls us, he says, you're not even worthy of to be my disciple if you don't understand the moment, if you don't understand the day of your visitation. So Heavenly Father, I want to pray for every single person and myself, every single speaker who's made themselves available for your service. Thank you, Lord, for kingdom service and kingdom sacrifice for every one of us. We want to come because Jesus said the feast is ready. Everything has been laid out. Go and call the people. So that is what we want to do. We want to come on the 9th of November. We want to come on the 10th of November to have an encounter with God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're bringing every single person, and the Holy Spirit will do a deep work of transformation in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray a special blessing over this frequency radio pulpit. Lord, open doors for them that they cannot begin to imagine. And every single person that is trusting you, believing you, Lord, the word that you've spoken concerning their life, that our God is able and our God is willing to fulfill all his promises. That's all we pray in the matchless, powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, my queen, for ministering and to us. May the Lord keep keeping you. So next amen. Week, we are bringing all guns out. We're coming out blazing.
Literally.
Thank you. We love you so much. Have a blessed one. We'll be talking to you. Bye-bye. And yes, my family. And yes, my family, the numbers again for IMS, 063-361-4417, 063-361-4417. And we say hello to Dwemini, Yanni Balsavusi on the controls. And I see Sir Paul Sauer, he's also ready, getting himself ready for today. So do enjoy perspective and enjoy the rest of our shows. Love you so much. Bye-bye.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant modern
oral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.